So the topic of this session is creating an inner space in relationship. I want to say a few things about the topic. So I know that when I'm in relationship to others, or I can be in relationship to the world, in sort of world events or things that happened, or even on a larger scale, I'm in relationship to life itself. So I like to sort of see that there are dimensionalities of my relationship, the specificity of an other or others, the world, which means events, my participation in groups, organizations, institutions, or just the totality of life itself. I'm going to focus more on my relationship to others. So, and focus on the part of my relationship to others where those instances in which something happens and there's a disconnect. I'm not fully present. We're reacting to each other. Something happens. And what I experience in the other, what I observe, stimulates something in me. Okay. So when it's problematic, when I say there's a reaction in me, is I notice that there's a distinction between what is, in other words, I observe someone says something to me, or does something in relationship to me, or something like that. And then in that space of relationship, there is my inner responsiveness to what is said or done. So there is already, there is a relationship, there is a resonance, energetically, communication-wise, linguistically, etc. And then I notice that if I'm reacting, just say I have a judgment, I'm fearful, I'm angry, I'm irritated, whatever that is. When I'm reacting, I notice what happens to my inner space. What happens to my inner space? The inner spaciousness is felt as the body. When I have inner space, I bodily feel relaxed. Physically, I'm relaxed. Emotionally, I'm open. My thoughts do not evaluate or interpret, but they're open in an open and flexible way, in a curious way, a non-judgmental way, a non-defensive way. But when I'm evaluating and judging myself or the other person or both of us in relationship to what is experienced, then I notice the quality of my inner life is one that can be described as clutter. It's filled with stuff. Energetic clutter. Energetic chaos. Stuff that's going on. And again, remember the last session. The dimensionality of the clutter is I've got thoughts. Thoughts, I shouldn't have said that. Oh, I was so rude and inconsiderate. Or he was so rude and inconsiderate. Or they shouldn't have spoken to me that way. Or whatever it is. Actually, what's interesting that I've noticed is the content of the thoughts is almost irrelevant. But that's where my mind goes. It's the fact that I'm evaluatively thinking. That's the most important part of it. So when I'm thinking that way, it's the thinking, the feeling, the sensations, all are the multidimensionality of my inner reactivity. My emotions will feel fearful, angry, irritated, for example. They're contracted emotions, and it's an energetic kind of chaos. So to the extent that there's an energetic chaos internally, the sensations are contracted, I'm tense, there isn't an open space. Just notice that for yourself right now, if you can tune into that. There's not an open space. And if there isn't an open space, we can use the metaphor of a corridor. Then the corridor is cluttered, and guess, and I'm not able to actually see you. What am I seeing instead? I'm seeing what I think of as you and what you said, but it's filtered through the clutter of my interpretive, my emotions, and my sensations. In relationship, my experience is that when I am fully present with another, There is, relatively speaking, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that there's a totality of 100% open spaciousness, but there's more space in me. I notice when I'm looking at you, so when I'm with you, even if you said something that might have disturbed or reacted my thinking, my feeling, my sensations, once I'm able to process or be with my inner experience that creates an open space, I'm with you in a very different way. I'm relaxed. There's presence. I actually can see you. And my evaluative reactions, my thinking shifts from reactivity to curiosity, which is openness. So when I'm open emotionally, there's a quality of my emotions that are flowing. There's a suppleness. I'm feeling something, but it's more alive. There's a warmth to it. Maybe an excitement, fun. It's flowing, meaning I'm not resisting my experience of my relationship with you. And I might even be feeling sad. But the sadness is something where my heart is open. I'm authentic. I'm present. And so what describes openness on the emotional level is the non-defensive feeling. So when I'm open, I'm vulnerable. Vulnerable to sadness, to pain, and vulnerable to joy and to love. It's that open corridor. And when I'm open, I also feel it in the body. My energy in my body is relaxed. I'm not tense. I'm not holding. So all of that, the totality, is an open inner space in relationship to you. It's a relational quality. There's an open space. So the intention is this, in this process. I'm intending to create an open space for you, because when I'm open, there's room for you in me. There's room for you. You live in me. You, your presence, your life force lives in me. This is the intention, to be in a present relationship with you and with the world and with life, whatever it is, even if it's a noisy garbage truck disturbing your peace and you're trying to be quiet. Can I be open and allow the sounds and move in and wash through me? It's a non-resistive relationship with life. When I'm with another person and the person says or does something that triggers or stimulates me, then how do I create this open space? But first, I'm wanting to, even in the words that I describe, the intentionality. And for me, it's been really helpful to view, to see it this way, that when I'm in relationship to you and I'm reactive, I'm closed down to you. And that my intention is to allow you into my inner world. When you're there, I'm present to you. And the intention is to say to myself, not necessarily verbally to you, but there's room for you in me. I hold an open, curious, and warm space in me for you to be there. So then the process is, what do I do to create this open space if it's not there, when it's cluttered? And in a moment, we're going to do an exercise. But I want to pause for that and check if there's any questions or responses to anything I've said so far.
Robert, I think I heard you say that evaluation is the problem.
I didn't say that.
You didn't?
No.
Okay, so
that might be what you heard.
Yeah. So, I'm not sure where to go.
Can I tell you what I said?
I'd love to hear that.
When I'm evaluating in relationship to you, it creates this inner clutter that doesn't allow me to be fully present to you. Now, you can call that a problem, which I'm not opposed to, but I want to be really clear on, for me, this is how it is for me. Generally, when I'm evaluating you, it creates this inner reaction in me that is not an open space.
Well, I think I understand and follow that. My question is really about the word evaluation or evaluating. Now, isn't it also possible that I could be evaluating our interaction right now and notice that my experience is really, I am open and I'm just really enjoying creating this space for you. Wouldn't that also be an evaluation?
Yeah, I can see that as an evaluation. Yeah. So that's where the nature of the evaluation is what's important here. Is it an evaluation that closes me down, or is it an evaluation that serves to open me?
I hear you.
The difference is that most of the time, I think that evaluations take place, we, our consciousness and our energy coalesces around the evaluation itself, and therefore we don't see or view or are present with the other.
I hear you. Yeah, thank you. That's clear.
Yeah, okay. So what I'd like to do is invite you all into this exercise of creating an open space. It'll just be kind of short and preliminary. And so what I'd like to invite everyone to do is to bring into your awareness a person that you know, that you've had an experience with, that either you've had an experience in which you're triggered by something they said or did, or it may be then your relationship to with a person that it's really hard to connect to. Or, for example, that you sense that they're not able to connect to their own authentic experiencing, therefore it's hard for you to connect to them authentically. So just bring such a person into your mind. Does everyone have something? And now we're going to start out with the intention. The intention is this, is that whatever words you use, your intention is to create an open and warm space for that person to be. An inner welcoming space for them to live in you, where you're not resisting them. Just an intention, whether you're able to do it now or not, doesn't really matter. Okay. So now with that intention, think of this person, bring them into your mind imaginatively, vividly. Now attend to your inner experience. Notice your thinking. Notice any judgmental or evaluative thoughts. And you allow your thinking to be there. It's just there. There's no thought around your thinking shouldn't be there. You simply allow, this is the thinking and evaluation that you have that is stimulated when you experience this other person. And now notice in your inner space, there's emotions. Your inner space is filled with emotions in relationship to this other person. Allow your emotions to be there in your inner space without resisting them. Allow yourself to breathe as you're allowing your full emotionality to be in your inner space in relationship to the other. So including your thinking and your emotions, notice the body, the energy, the sensations that you feel physically. This experience is in your inner space. Allow all of the body sensations, the ones that are gross, more dense, and the finer, more subtle physical sensations. Now, with all of your, what's going on in your inner space in relation to the other, just notice that all of the thinking, the feeling, the sensing is your inner experiencing in the presence of another person. It's a relationship experience. Breathe and allow all of your inner experience to be. Don't push it away. It's welcomed. And now, with the totality of your inner experiencing, thinking, feeling, sensing, can you sense that it is a life energy? It's a constellation of energy with all of those three dimensions. Just feel the life force in you. That this life force is taking the form of your thinking, feeling, and sensing in relationship to the other. And ask this life force, what are you longing for? What does the energy want? Ask and wait. Feel it. Feel the life force. Feel the longing in the life force. And listen. Listen beyond just words. Feeling as much as you're able to, the longing in this life energy that is present in relationship to the other person. Sense into the preciousness, the fullness, the beauty of what is longed for. From this experience of what is longed for, the preciousness of what you're wanting, imagine speaking this energy to the other person. Communicating this energy, the longing, to the other. And now feel and notice the quality of the inner spaciousness. Again, re-intend with the other in front of you. There is room for you in me. I do not resist the experience of you. You are welcome in my experience. and notice that in alignment with inner spaciousness, whatever you're feeling is welcome. There's no goal or objective to have a correct experience here. It's just the intention to be present with the other. Okay, so I'm going to bring this exercise to a close, so you can open your eyes when you're ready, breathe a little bit more deeply. Okay. And I'd like to take a few minutes to invite responses. I'd like to hear what your experience was in this exercise, so if anybody would like to share, I'd like to hear it.
Yeah, I just wanted to share an observation, which looking at my person in my head and the quality of my body experience, my emotions, was there's so much resistance around the other person's pain, and not even necessarily pain that I was causing, just they were suffering because of things going on in their life. And I just feel this, you know, habitual pressure to want to change that, to want to have them move past this pain. And I could feel that resistance in me, resisting against pain that they were having. And, you know, and then just noticing and becoming aware and settling and feeling what you're talking about, that space, that, that place where it's like, it feels like an openness to an experience, even that experience.
Yes. Let me just pause and ask you a question. When you experience this, it feels like an openness, even that experience, right? Mm-hmm. And that's something that you feel inside, an internal openness. Can you share with me the quality of that experience? What's it like?
It does feel to me like an opening of space. It feels like the room went from the size of a closet to, you know, a big room.
Okay.
Almost a, almost like a cradling feeling, like a supportive feeling.
Okay. Let me just further ask you that. Even in this, as you're sharing it right now, do you have a sense of the quality of presence that you can bring to this relationship in that?
Ask me that again.
Do you have a sense of the quality of presence, of how you can be with this person?
How, a sense in myself?
Yeah.
The feeling that came up was a sense of expansion in my heart.
Okay.
And I labeled that. I can feel love. I can be love, loving.
Yeah,
but it was definitely an expansion.
Yeah, great. Okay, thank you.
We're good.
Okay.
So I envisioned a relationship that I have with somebody who I think I look to for approval, and I haven't gotten it in the past. In fact, I've gotten really cold, defensive reactions on their part. So it was interesting because I was able to open myself and create a space for them. But almost immediately as they came into that space, I closed up again because I was so afraid, and I could feel the fear in my stomach. And the thoughts would be something like, watch out, it's gonna come. It's gonna be horrible. And so, I think I even went, accepted that and created once again a space to have this person, have a space for this person. But ultimately my fear took over and I couldn't keep the space open.
Okay. Yeah. And so I'm not hearing a question, but there is something I'd like to say about that, I think.
Sure.
I can imagine that would not be an uncommon experience that one could have in relationship to people. And so, what that would lend itself to, that experience, is to further the experience of creating an open space in you, which means to address the fear, the energy of the fear, and to actually listen to it, be compassionate with that fear, allow it to be in your system. Because I'm sensing that in that fear, there's something in there, perhaps a tender vulnerability, that longs to be heard and listened to. And that's an internal part of the process. The part of the self-compassionate response to the inner fear is what helps to create our inner space within ourselves in life, is attending to the inner pain, distress, like fear, with compassion, with unconditional acceptance. So that, I just want to say that because this is to suggest that this is what you can do with that.
And even as I was kind of following you there, as I create this space for him and this noticing that what I'm really longing for is never going to come from him. And so there was kind of an opening an opening to myself of realizing that I am the source of this, what I'm looking for from him.
Yeah. And I'm curious, when you have that experience, that realization, I am the source, what does that feel like in you?
It feels like there's a relaxation.
A relaxation,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, thank you. Beautiful.
I just wanted to piggyback on what just happened. You asked when he said, when Joe said, I am the source, and you asked, what is your reaction? So sometimes when I say to myself, I am the source, I get really sad. And so to me, what I'm implying from this is there's a whole other level of self-empathy.
Yes, absolutely. In that case, yes, and maybe very often, but that's to listen to the life that's there. When you ask a question like, I am the source, for you, it's different than it was for Joe. But then the sadness, and that calls for continued presence, continued compassion or empathy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, beautiful.
I picked somebody pretty challenging for me. And I imagine that it would be helpful for me to give myself more time and more space around the things that were coming up before I tried to let this person into that space too. On the other hand, it seemed like I was able to do that, to see this person's beauty, connect to what I imagine their needs might be. but not in a way that that I feel very pliable or flexible to me being changed or moved by them anymore. And the way you put that event initially, like there's a, like you're welcome in my space, you're this may not be, be what you said, but what I heard was that you know, I'm willing for you to have an impact on my life by being here in my world and my experience.
That's what the meaning that you were ascribing to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess I'm wondering what is required of me by welcoming someone.
Yeah. I'm actually glad that you said that, because that is a very different intention than the intention that I was suggesting. So having an impact on my life is different than allowing me, you, into my inner space. Uh-huh. So I see that it's very different. And so I'm wondering if you can see the difference between even the person doesn't have to be physically present for you to create an inner space. In this moment, mm-hmm. it's a subjective space.
Mm-hmm. So I'm holding that person in my awareness.
Yeah. Yes.
Kind of sensing into what their essence is, something
okay.
like that.
Yeah, just their, and maybe even what matters to them. What are they longing for? Now, I do want to address what you said before. Part of your experience is that when you brought this intention into your mind, there was a lot going on in your inner reaction.
Yeah, so much that I'm not sure I sorted it all out.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you can acknowledge that. And by extension, you're seeing that there would be more care and more time for you to attend to your inner experience. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm hearing. Is that accurate?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you said that, because that's what this process suggests, is that if there's not an inner spaciousness, that means there's something else going on in me in relation to the other. Mm-hmm. And so what that calls for is attending to with care and compassion, the inner life. The result of that is an inner spaciousness, but not that we want to go for the inner spaciousness, pushing through it, rather than allowing it there with patience.
It seems like I can make a space like that, but maybe that's not very kind to myself if I haven't.
Yeah. Well, if you're making a space and you're not kind to yourself, it's not the space that I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. It's the space includes kindness.
Right, but it's something that that comes through a certain kind of process or holding, but not necessarily something that can be predicted.
I would say so, and I would go back to the phrase "make a space."
Mm-hmm.
It's like the image that came to me. I'm not sure if you meant this. I'm gonna push all my stuff aside so I can make a space for you.
Yeah.
And that's really not what this process is. It's not about pushing my inner stuff aside so I can make a space for you. Mm-hmm. It's creating the space by attending to my inner reaction mm-hmm. with compassion.
Yeah. And what happens if I never find that space or willingness, I guess my fear is that I'm just going to get stuck.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to ever find an authentic place.
Well, even that is in your inner space. You have fear that you're going to get stuck. You attend to that. Mm. Allow the fear to be in you. Mm. Feel it. Listen to the tender vulnerability in your fear. Feel that longing in your heart. Imagine if you're fearful that you're going to get stuck, is that maybe you're longing for hope or trust. That there's a way that you can hold your experience in a way that's more open, more full, more free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So the beauty of breath process is that whatever arises, doesn't matter, whatever arises at any moment in my inner experience, I can bring compassion to it.
As you were talking, I realized I do have a question about those times when I feel stuck, and that my fears become so big I can't get around them or through them or over them. They're just there, and so wondering about I just had this fantasy of having someone next to me saying things like that your fear's welcome here. You know, just that that consistent whatever comes up, and I would identify it, and that magical person would be saying, and she's welcome here too. And she's welcome here too. And wondering about, I guess two things. Can we do that for ourselves? Or what about asking like an empathy partner or someone?
I like that you're saying that. Because often I think that many of us find ourselves in experiences where we don't know how to move out of it, free ourselves, or have access to the beyond the frozen part of it.
Yeah.
And so in that case, I think, very often I don't have the inner resources, so I ask for the presence of another to support me in whatever way that I ask for their support. And absolutely.
Asking for exactly that's what I need you to do. You help me see that. Thank you.
Beautiful. So I want to just bring this session to a close. Thank you all for your time and your attention and your sharing. And we're going to move into our next session, which is all of these topics are very much related to each other. And I like to approach them with sort of different angles or different approaches. So the next session is going to be focused on fear and love. I'll just leave it at that. So thank you.